Next up, we've got Wendy Wiseman Fisher with Where the Pumpkins Lie.
76 Ford with a rusted bumper, track slammed shut on a heavy load. I passed the space needle in rearview mirror, southbound lanes where the freight trains roll from Seattle down to San Francisco, and gasoline fumes and the wipers.
Just short of 5 minutes, but there's plenty of variation throughout, so I'm only griping about that length because it's taking up so much time in this list. It's not the very longest song on this list, but it's pretty close. The vocal performance is this entire song. You know, I might be wrong, but I think the song starts exactly on the note, which is also a mistake. And we've said this before, you have to add a fraction of a beat prior to the exact start of the song to let the first note's attack work. And by attack, I mean the immediate and almost imperceptible buildup of that first single note. The arpeggiated piano sounds a little too mechanical to me, even to the extent of awkwardness. Like, Chumpy, you know, when we were together and we were working on a song and we were moving some of the guitar solo notes off the beat, and that inexplicably improved the solo like 1,000%. You know, the problem here is that too much of the instrumentation is too exact. But of course, the vocals save it, and those lyrics are immediately engaging. So this is a real mixed review of this. I thought there were some technical problems, and I thought that there were some weird choices with the arpeggiator, but the vocals are amazing.
Yeah, I can also echo what you said about the lyrics. So, cold coffee, diesel smoke, crows, buzzing neon, rain on gutters, busted windows, rusted bumpers, failing brakes, wet soil, blood on linoleum.
Blood on linoleum.
Yeah, all that stuff really adds a lot of ambiance to the song, and I will never complain there being too much poetic imagery in a song. I liked all of that about it. I also thought that some of the rhythmic choices Wendy made when singing were interesting. There are some pauses where I didn't expect them, which sort of caught my ear and added some interest. If there was one thing I had to criticize about the lyrics, I'd say that some of the place name callouts felt a bit like name dropping, and I might have curtailed that a little bit. And musically, the bass is super prominent, especially in the beginning, so it's a little bit odd. And I would also say that the really pure tones of Wendy's voice, that doesn't sound like the voice of a murderer. I might have suggested trying to affect a sort of raw, raspier vocal performance, you know, that might sound like somebody who'd been up all night drinking burnt black coffee and doing murder.
Yeah, Joy sounds more like a murderer.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope not. Oh my goodness. I have so many different perspectives on this song than you guys do. So let's start from the top. That first note, I think, wasn't necessarily the mistake you thought it was. To my ear, it's more of a case of your a cappella reference note got left in. Because to my ear, it really should just start with that hook of blood on linoleum. And then as far as the precise instrumentation goes, I am inclined to believe that's a genre choice above all, because I hear that kind of sound a lot in more symphonic chamber pop, chamber metal, symphonic metal, stuff in that sphere, whatever you want to call it. And while this is definitely not symphonic metal, there is definitely some crossover in how the vocal performance goes over with it. And then as far as the idea that maybe she could have used some more grit in her voice or something to portray the disheveled lyrics, I don't know how I feel about that, just because I am so used to hearing murder ballads sung in this style that she's doing, right? Like, I am so used to hearing like all this goth folk and all this symphonic metal where the subject matter is you know, ending someone else's life. And it's just crystal clear the whole way through. I do have a slight issue with, it's not even an issue, it's just maybe a note for Wendy. And that is that in some cases, the vocals sound almost a little nasally. And I don't think it's her singing. I think it's something in her signal chain where it sounds like there's almost some kind of filter, or maybe the microphone's not quite ideal, or something is EQ'd just slightly off. I don't know. But there are moments where it sounds really cool, like it's an effect. And there are moments where it sounds like it's causing her voice to sound smaller than it actually is.
Hmm.